Today, I, the soul, am an angel in the court of Indra. My first awareness, the moment I open my eyes, I realize I am a soul. I descended from the sweet home of light in order to give radiant light to the world. Who am I? I am an angel in Indra's court, the land of angels. With the wings of soul consciousness, I, the angel, always fly. To whom do I belong? My soul converses with Baba. Good morning, sweet Baba. From your wings of knowledge and yoga, I gather strength. I know that to fly high, I must go beyond the old world and its relationships of bondage. Baba then converses with my soul. Sweet child, wake up. Sit down with me. This is not an ordinary gathering. This is the unique gathering of angels. I shower the rain of knowledge that changes a forest of thorns into a garden of flowers. Only angels live in the kingdom of Indra, the Lord of Rain. Angels smell the bad odor of body consciousness and transform it into the fragrance of a sweet garden. Can you instantly transcend this forest of thorns and find your original land in your original state? Practice the spiritual drill of going to your sweet home in a second. While receiving inspirations, I take a moment to quiet my chattering mind by focusing on Baba, the ocean of silence. In this silence, I receive from Baba pure and inspiring thoughts for service. While receiving a blessing from Baba, I manifest my angelic form before sweet Baba in the subtle regions. With much love and powerful drishti, he gives me this blessing. You benefit yourself and shine with the glow of God's light. Because of this, you remove the illness of spiritual disheartenment in all souls. your example infuses them with faith and inspires them to rise to their soul's heights. Whilst doing unlimited subtle service, I bestow on the world this blessing. I take this blessing from Baba and gift it to the whole world through my pure thoughts, with my angelic costume. I circle the earth globe and give this blessing to all souls. You benefit yourself and shine with the glow of God's light. Because of this, you remove the illness of spiritual disheartenment in all souls. Your example infuses them with faith and inspires them to rise to their soul's heights. Before going to bed tonight, I will steady myself in the stage beyond sound. I will mentally check, was I disobedient in any way during the day? If so, I will admit it to Baba. Did I succumb mentally or physically to any attractions, attachments, or selfish preferences? I will chart my actions and remove the impact of faulty actions with 30 minutes of yoga. I will then go to sleep with a clean and clear heart. Om Shanti.